Up until now, you've simply sat in the shadows, watching others let out their lies. But what do voyeurs see when they look into the mirror? Now I see you as a strange mix of someone angry, yet apathetic, but mostly just pathetic. So are you going to watch yourself die today, or do something about it?
And here we go.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
There is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on. They're you believe take, they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah. Well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last week.
Yeah.
Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for years. Right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here,
yeah,
and the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus packages.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans,
right,
the World Bank by Americans.
DickMorris.com. Thanks, Dick.
Appreciate it.
Given that this is a global economic challenge, only the G20 has the global economic reach to provide the response necessary to begin to mend this global economic recession and to support the restoration of jobs around the world. In London, just a couple of weekends ago, you had a G20 finance ministers, including everybody, mm-hmm, Europeans, the Brits ourselves. What did it agree on? It agreed to continue to support fiscal stimulus and to use the International Monetary Fund to assess in the future what further stimulus beyond 2009 we may need. That is into 2010.
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will together manage the process of globalization to secure responsibility from all and fairness to all. And we've agreed that in doing so we will build a more sustainable and more open and a fairer global society.
The goal should be to devise a system of global financial governance.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
The World Federalist Association, or WFA, is one of the largest organizations that openly promote world government. Periodically, the WFA extends a global governance award to a prominent individual pushing for the same goal. Former CBS anchorman Walter Cronkite was among the recipients of the WFA award.
Thank you very much. Today, we must develop federal structures on a global level to deal with world problems. We need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government.
In a closed-circuit hookup, Hillary Clinton congratulated Cronkite.
For decades, you told us the way it is. But tonight, we honor you for fighting for the way it could be.
In 1993, the WFA honored an editor for Time magazine for an essay he had written entitled, The Birth of the Global Nation.
Nationhood as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority.
After receiving the award, the editor, Strobe Talbot, was appointed Deputy Secretary of State in the Clinton administration. In February of 2000, the New York Times allowed the WFA a full-page ad to spread its globalist propaganda.
It's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
All these new challenges are bringing together about the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British foreign secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the new world order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment and investment in education, infrastructure and innovation. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realises what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
This is Lou Dobbs Tonight. News, debate, and opinion for Tuesday, March 3rd. Live from New York, Lou Dobbs.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis. President Obama said globalization can be an enormous force for good. Prime Minister Brown again pushing for what he calls a global new deal, paid for by the United States, of course.
In terms of the financial crisis, he was clearly able to hold his own. A lot of these leaders didn't want to spend this much money, $1.1 trillion. He was able to get that at the least. The details, not so much. He was not able to make this sort of the stimulative kind of spending he pushed for. But just getting here, getting 20 leaders together is obviously not easy, and he couldn't change the whole world in a couple of days.
Richard, what happened to all those threats from France's president about storming out and about having a global regulator who was going to reach across borders and be able to deal with markets no matter what country they were in?
Well, I might be alone on this, and Ed might not agree with me, but I think buried somewhere in here is the beginnings of a global regulator.
Show me where.
We may not see it this year, we may not see it next year, but they have opened up the idea of there being some form of other regulator across countries, and I think that's going to come
so
back.
Is this some sort of new world order which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
That's where President Obama was drawing the line and saying, look,
that concerns a lot of people in the United
States.
You
can't all of a sudden have a super regulator, even if we're in a desperate crisis now. You can't, according to the U.S., take that and say, okay, all of a sudden there's this super cop who is going to dictate what the U.S. does, what Great Britain does. That ruins the sovereignty of individual nations. You can't just all of a sudden do that. And that's a big
sticking point.
Timothy
Gutner, who I talked to today, and we're going to show that interview shortly, flatly denied that was going to happen.
I hate to disagree with you, gentlemen, but I believe page Section 15 of this communique sort of establishes a new financial stability board.
But what does it say? It replaces what used to be a financial stability group of some kind.
Yeah,
that's been around for 10 years.
Strengthened mandate.
This is all arcane diplomatic language. We'll see if it actually means anything coming down the pike. Ed Henry, thanks very much. Richard Quest, stick around.
The truth of your world government has now been exposed. You are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans have stood since the beginning of time against the strong men, against the thugs, against the bullies. We will defeat your world government. You will, and you are failing now. Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
We're gonna spread happiness. We're gonna spread freedom. Obama's gonna change it. Obama's gonna lead 'em. We're gonna change it and rearrange it. We're gonna change the world.
What is your profession?